listener exclusive. It's Triple
M Breakfast. Matt Collins for Breakfast, the podcast edition.
G'day, Matt Collins from Triple M Brekkie. Great to hang out with you on the podcast edition. And this is our weekly chat with Griffith Mayor Doug Curran. This week, we discuss Griffith Pioneer Park Museum's Action Day on Friday, the 29th of March, how local not-for-profit groups can access some big dollars through the Club Grants program, the latest on some roadworks outside the Griffith High School, and allegations that lights are being left on at the Griffith Regional Sports Centre. Let's get into it. Here he is, Griffith Mayor Doug Curran. It's the life here on Triple M 10-8. Good morning to you, and a big good morning to Griffith Mayor Doug Curran in the studio. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Morning, Matty. Morning to you and your listeners. It's a beautiful start of the week again.
Absolute magic. A little bit hot across the weekend. You had some lovely family time on the weekend.
Yeah, young bloke came back over from Wagga, so it was good to see him on Friday night and Saturday morning, and chuffed off in the truck on Saturday afternoon, home yesterday afternoon, and saw him again, so really good.
Good one. Can't ever get too much family time. So good work there. Now, speaking of good work, the Action Day at the Griffith Pioneer Park Museum, it's on Good Friday, of course. I've been talking about it this morning, Mr. Mayor, but I want to talk about the photography competition because a little bit of confusion. The photographs, are they being taken on the day of the Action Day, or are you sort of getting your photos done and ready for a competition on the day?
Well, a little bit of both, more so on the day, but of course it needs to involve Pioneer Park. The idea is to raise the profile of Pioneer Park. So if you're going up early and you get some photos, I think it is to capture more of what goes on because it's a very, very well patronised day. I know my wife and kids often come up and give me a hand on the front gate. And the train's going all day. There's plenty of food and people get around. Some people that dress up. I hope the weather's a bit kinder. I don't think I'd like to be dressed up in 1900s gear in 39 degree heat.
Well, but I appreciate you coming in dressed up in such attire today, Mr. Mayor.
My fluoros, yes, mate. Some of us have to get out there and do a little bit, so you know what it's like. No. So Action Day, it is. It's more about the day, mate, and the competition that'll get around that. And, just a great time. Easter, we just talked about family, and Easter and Christmas are really special times in Griffith because a lot of our people that leave town for university or work and that come back. You've got an art exhibition on the Thursday. You've got the Action Day on the Friday. You've got two festivals on the Saturday. And then a lot of our wineries open on the Sunday. If you can't find something to do that weekend, then you're dead set living under a rock.
Oh, well, the Griffith Easter Party, I mean, it's quicker to talk about what's not on. There is so many events. All right, now the club grants, this was on the social media page, Griffith Council's social media pages, the applications for club grants. Category 1 funding round is now open. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so obviously our clubs get together locally and they do it in every town and city and donate some of their money back towards the community. Obviously, clubs are not non-for-profit and they do make quite a bit of money through a lot of their activities. So they put that money back into the community, and it's one of the issues that they've been raising for so long is that if their income is lessened, then their ability to help their communities is lessened. So, yeah, absolutely. Please get on our socials. Have a look at the criteria. I know when we put out our grants twice a year from council that they're always oversubscribed and ours are quite regimented in what you can and can't do, whereas the club's grants is a little bit more open. So, yeah, jump on there and have a look, and it's a really good way if you're a small organisation to raise some money for an event, or you might want to upgrade your facilities or your office or something like that. So, yeah, jump on there.
Two things. One, where is that money coming from? And two, how much can clubs be applying for?
Yeah, I'm not sure of the amount. I know that the money comes from the local clubs. What they are looking to do, the New South Wales government, when I say they're looking to centralise it and then send it out from a central point. But all that does is adds bureaucracy and takes the money away. So this is local people making local decisions that affect local organisations. I think the grants are up somewhere around about, I think the max might be $5,000. I'm not sure exactly. But that's significant. If you're a small organisation running on fumes, $5,000 injection.
It's massive.
It really is. So, yeah, please get on there and have a look. And those decisions are made by the locals that run those clubs, and the money stays locally. So that's what we want to see. That's what council tries to do. And club grants is exactly the same.
All right. You can get more info at the website, clubgrants.com.au. Now, Mr. Mayor, a couple of callers this morning. One question was around roads. Surprise, surprise. Local council dealing with roads. Every LGA across the country has to deal with such things, but it doesn't, nullify the fact that there are some issues with Griffith Roads, and particularly one road near the roundabout outside the Griffith High School. What can you tell us?
Yeah, so down on Willandra Street it is, so probably just below where the high school intersects with the roundabout. We've had a lot of drainage issues down there. We've spoken to our Director for Infrastructure, Roads and Parks and Gardens, Phil King, and they had to rectify the drainage before they could fix the roads. If they fix the roads before they fix the drainage, all that's going to happen is the road's going to fail again. So I know that there's been a lot of work going in there, so I would imagine that road's been upgraded very soon, because I think the drainage has been fixed. You'll see that there's been some people putting some pipework in further down that road. That pipework takes the water away. If you don't take the water away, the water sits under the road starts to deteriorate. We know that from the February 22 floods. Roads are still out there being fixed now. So absolutely, drainage had to be fixed, and the road's got to be done up. It is a road train bypass, so we need to make sure that road's fit for purpose.
And am I right in saying that it being outside the high school, it's getting lots and lots of traffic?
Absolutely. It's a little bit south of the high school, so it is very close to the high school, but it absolutely gets a lot of heavy vehicles through there. Even though we've built the heavy vehicle bypass, a lot of vehicles still come through the city. So it does absolutely get a lot of traffic, and we need to rectify it. And we asked, why hasn't it been done? And the answer was that we've got to fix that drainage. And I believe that work's done, and I will follow that up, because it's a really important asset, as you say.
All right, let's make a note to chat about that one next week. And just finally, Mr. Mayor, the Sports Centre, you and I were singing the praises of the Sports Centre last week off the back of the Giants netball being here. But one caller has suggested that the lights are being left on, even though there's no action there. There's no one there, but the lights are being left on overnight. Do you know anything about that?
I don't. I don't live over that side of town, so I haven't been past at any time when there's been no activity on. I will follow that up with the manager there today. Great bloke, Shay Jenkins, and I'm absolutely certain he'll have an answer. And if it's something that we need to change, we'll definitely change it. We don't want to be wasting electricity. We are looking at implementation of solar panels around our facilities to try and reduce the impact of these increasing electricity costs. So that is one of our main facilities. But why the lights being left on at night when there's no one there, we absolutely need to follow that up and rectify it. No problem.
We had Shay on the show last week. In fact, he was one of our guests on the very first Bidgee Bubble, our new local podcast, singing the praises of the venue and all the exciting events that are coming up. So you look forward to getting some more information on that, because I would suggest that wouldn't be cheap, keeping those big powerful lights on for extended amounts of time.
No, I wonder if it isn't the whole lot of the lights. I wonder if there isn't a security portion. But that regardless, we need an answer. I wouldn't think the lights for the whole facility would be on. But I would think that you would need to have some lights on to make sure that there's some security down there. So we'll follow that up. It's a good call. These are the things that we need the community to get in contact with people like yourself to let us know, because a lot of times these things happen and we're not aware of them.
No, exactly. You can't be everywhere at all hours of the day. However, I'm sure, Mr. Mayor, as we wrap it up, and we appreciate your time each and every Monday morning, you spent an hour and a half watching the poor, lonely Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs do their thing.
No, unfortunately, I did listen to it on the radio. I think I said I was out and about, so I listened to it on the radio.
Is it going to be another long season for the Doggies, Mr. Mayor?
It hurt losing Josh Adakar, but I listened to Ray Hadley do the announcing, and he was quite critical of the refereeing decision, saying that there was a couple of high tackles that were missed. They were raving about the Bulldogs' defence. We're still very clunky in attack. We've got to get better, but you've just put a brand new side together, and we scored a couple of points towards the end, and I think the possession was somewhere over 60% to Parramatta. Parramatta are a very good side, so I don't think it's all doom and gloom, but yeah, thanks very much for raising that. And how'd your team go on the weekend, mate? I didn't hear you talk
I'm
about
afraid
that.
Afraid that's all we've got time for, Mr.
Mayor. I think they lost as well. Thank you very much.
Have a good week.
You do, mate.
A listener exclusive.